Check one. Check two. You're listening to Boyfriend on Demand.
I'm glad I was able to invite you over, actually. Your AC is gonna take a while before it's fixed. In the meantime, feel free to visit here whenever you'd like. I understand that we still have to do work, even in our free time. But it'd be best if we do it in a comfortable environment, don't you think? It's unexpectedly hot today, too. Yeah, that can be a bit troublesome, I'd say. So, I live alone. Yeah, it's been like that ever since I got the job as a teacher. Oh? Are you interrogating me right now? You seem to be more interested in me than those papers. I'm just kidding. I have an older sister and a younger brother. People usually say the middle child is the most forgettable, but I'd like to think differently. I don't know, maybe people were just naturally drawn to me. Me? Nice? Maybe. I don't think I'd ever be angry. I mean, it's just a waste of time and energy. But I guess there are times when I can take out my frustrations on some things. Oh, there's a gym near here, so I often go there. I'm not really the type of professor you'd see so perfectly, you know? I get stressed out too, so I just go to the gym whenever. You could say that. Maybe that's how I got fit. A teacher's job can be both fun and taxing. It comes in both ways. One thing is you're having fun teaching young students. And the next thing, you know they're not listening. Sometimes they're getting good grades. And the next, you'd notice their scores drop out of nowhere. Yes, exactly. But, I don't know. Maybe getting to see them graduate is one of the best feelings in the world. It's kinda, how do I put this? Melancholic to see them go. But hey, everybody grows up. I just hope I taught them enough to let them have bright futures ahead. Their future's in their hands now. What about you? Have you ever had that feeling? Sorry. I guess you haven't. I mean, it is your first time teaching after all. But hey, you're doing great. Students in my class sometimes talk about you too. I guess I could learn a thing or two from you. Oh? What did they say? Is that so? I guess that's not really something new for me to hear, if I'm being honest. So, do you agree? Do you agree with them that I'm good looking? Yeah? That's good to know. Well, I think you're cute too. What's wrong? I'm only telling you what I think, that's all. Besides, I'm telling the truth, aren't I? I don't know if it's been a while since you heard it, but yeah. You're cute. Adorable, actually. See? I kinda like it when you're embarrassed. and all red like that. It makes me really want to draw and paint you again. Hmm? Oh, I see. Did it bring back memories of what happened that day? I mean, it has been months since then. I'm actually glad you didn't just ignore me after what happened. In fact, I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy it. Yeah? You don't have to hide it, you know. The way your face melted from my touch was highly erotic. I wish I could see it again, though. Work. If you're so concerned about it, don't worry. Tomorrow's a free day, right? You can even stay the night if you'd like. But I don't think you got some spare clothes in here. Well, I can always let you borrow them, you know? I think you'd look great in them. Besides, I have some outfits I kind of want you to try. What's the matter? Are you scared? Trust me, it's not some cosplay. Tell me, have you worn lingerie? I see. Well, that's all right. Maybe you aren't an innocent professor after all. I told you earlier, the way your face melted. Exciting. I could only imagine what other expressions you can make with that pretty face of yours. Sorry. Did that sound too creepy? I didn't mean to. Oh, so you did enjoy it, huh? I guess I'm not really surprised, but it is certainly interesting to see you hold back that long. 3 whole months. I wonder what it was that made you change your mind. Professor, let me tell you something. I'm not as kind as you think I am. I'm not perfect, so I sometimes get in the heat of the moment. But I still manage to put on a smiling face when I do it. Because, well, I don't want to scare people. When we were in the club room, I was afraid you'd push me away and never talk to me again. But to hear you say yes to me was, I don't know, it felt different somehow. Like I'm always anticipating to do it to you again whenever I see you. Then again, that's when I thought you might not want to do it again. So I never really wanted to talk about it. Besides, it'd be inappropriate to talk about it at school. Who knows who might be eavesdropping on us, right? Well, I certainly didn't expect that now. Huh. So you like me, huh? It's not the first time I got confessed to, but No, it's not that. It's just It's definitely something I look forward to. So, do you want an answer now? Professor. There you go. Take it as you will. I'd prefer to let you think about it carefully. Yeah? You'd like to feel the same way you felt that day in the club room, don't you? Of course you do. You know, we've been grading papers for quite a while now. I know of a way that'll help us release some stress. Are you up for it? Good. Come here.
Hey, did you enjoy the episode? Then consider liking the video and hitting the subscribe button. You can also turn your fantasies into a boyfriend on demand episode by leaving it down in the comments below. This episode would not be possible without my wonderful patrons on Patreon.